FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Our guest this morning is David Harsanyi. He's with the Federalist, and he's written a great article about Lanny Davis and his background. And David, thanks for giving us some time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having
me. Absolutely. Yeah, we appreciate that. People can find this article online on the Federalist. It's entitled, Let's Take a Moment to Remember the Corrupt Hackery of Lanny Davis. And you make some really good points about how far back this guy's history goes and kind of what he's all about.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was, for those of us old enough to be around for the impeachment and actually for the entire presidency of the Clintons, you know, he was a constant presence on cable news networks and so on, just always sort of belittling the accusers of Bill Clinton, lying about them. He was part of the sort of group that tried to diminish and undermine the you know, Paula Davis, you know, Monica Lewinsky, on and on. He was just a complete Clinton lackey in a way that was very new. I think you hadn't really ever seen anyone who was so, you know, who was such a loyalist to someone who was obviously so corrupt.
Sure, and I mean, I think that the point you make on here is that he kind of set a new standard for this back in the 90s, and here he is again, and with the stated goal that he only represented Michael Cohen. He only agreed to represent him basically when he realized Michael Cohen might have some dirt on the real Donald Trump.
Right. Now, listen, if Michael Cohen wants Lanny Davis to be his lawyer, he can do that, but it doesn't seem to me, at least, that Lanny Davis has Michael Cohen's best interests in mind when he's on TV constantly talking, making political points for Michael Cohen. And also yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, he was saying things that turned out not even to be true. Like, I think he said that Michael Cohen said that he knew something about that Trump Tower Russian meeting before it happened, and then he had to walk it back because I think he got a little excited, and I think this is about politics for him. And, you know, I'm not sure why Michael Cohen wouldn't get himself a lawyer who was more interested in keeping him out of jail for a longer term.
Well, you know, I've had people like Juanita Broderick on the program in the past and talked about some of the other women who accused Clinton at the time. And you know, it was largely Lanny Davis and others who were sort of leading the charge against what might have been the early examples of the hashtag MeToo movement all those years ago, had it existed. And now today, he's suddenly wants to point the finger at somebody else for having a lack of integrity.
Well, I mean, hypocrisy is so widespread in this town, it's like almost not even worth talking about anymore here in D.C., but I would say that that's correct. But, you know, you had a person who had a credible claim of sexual assault and rape, actually, who was, you know, treated in the way that she was by Lanny Davis. So now everyone's paying for their sins, supposedly, but why not those who are around the Clintons who were some of the worst offenders of this sort of thing? I mean, you have a presidency is a powerful office, obviously the most powerful office, and they were destroying people's lives. And he was part of that. But yet no one even questions that because today he's on the right side for them.
Yeah, it certainly seems like that. And you can't help but to believe that there aren't some people in the Clinton camp smiling about this, that their man Lanny Davis is out front, even on Fox News, defending Cohen and threatening what else he's going to come forward with.
Well, listen, I think Michael Cohen is a shady guy, and everyone agreed on that point, probably on the left, not long ago. And today, we're supposed to believe everything he says. I want the truth to come out, whatever it is. But the problem here is that now with Lanny Davis as your lawyer, that makes you seem even more shady, I think, to people. It politicizes your case. So even if you want to, you know, half of America likes Trump, half doesn't, let's say, you know, now you've just politicized this in a way that will make one half not even care what you have to say, even if it is the truth, which I'm not sure it would be. So it doesn't seem like a smart move for Michael Cohen.
Yeah, I would agree with that. David Harsanyi, thank you so much for your time. The article is a great one. It's on the Federalist. I put a link to it up on our Facebook page at the Mark Cox Show on Facebook. David, thank you.
Anytime. Thanks.
All right. Yep. Yeah, appreciate you giving us some time today.
Get more at 971talk.com.